Now the plotters and plots are confounded, and all the designs are made known, which smelt so strong of the roundhead and treason of 41, and all the pious intentions for property, liberty, laws, are found to be only inventions to bring in their good old cause, and all the pious intentions for property, liberty, laws, are found to be only inventions to bring in their good old cause. By their delicate bill of exclusion, so hotly pursued by the rabble, they hope to have made such confusion as never was seen at Old Babel. Then Shaftesbury's brave city boys and Monmouth's country relations were ready to second the noise and send it throughout the three nations. Then Shaftesbury's brave city boys and Monmouth's country relations were ready to second the noise and send it throughout the three nations. No more of the 5th of November, that dangerous, desperate plot, but ever with horror remember old Tony Armstrong and Scott. For Tony should ne'er be forgotten, nor Ferguson's popular rules, nor Monmouth or Grey when they're rotten, for popular politic fools. For Tony should ne'er be forgotten, nor Ferguson's popular rules, nor Monmouth or Grey when they're rotten, for popular politic fools. The murder of father and king, and extinguishing all the right line, was a good and godly thing, and worthy the Whigs' design. The hanging of prelate and peer, and putting the guards to the sword, and flaying and slashing Lord Mayors, was to do the work of the Lord. The hanging of prelate and peer, and putting the guards to the sword, and flaying and slashing Lord Mayors, was to do the work of the Lord. But I hope they will have their dessert, and the gallows will have its due, and Jack Ketch will be more expert, and in time be as rich as a Jew. Whilst now in the tavern we sing, a joy to great York and his right, a glorious long reign to our king. But when they've occasion we'll fight, whilst now in the tavern we sing, a joy to great York and his right, a glorious long reign to our king. But when they've occasion we'll fight. The name of a Whig and a Tory no more shall disquiet the nation. We'll fight for the church and her glory, and pray for this reformation, that every factious professor and every zealous pretender may humble unto the successor of Charles, our nation's defender. That every factious professor and every zealous pretender may humble unto the successor of Charles, our nation's defender.